Hey dude, whenever you look at straight porn, whether on purpose or by accident, just like have it in your head, if you're a gay gooner, that there's a high probability that the male model that has to fuck a pussy is actually a gay man and he has to do fucking straight porn. So he's like straight for pay. Like he's not bisexual in the slightest. Like, just imagine him clocking in, cock out. He takes his boner pills, erection medication to stay hard while he pounds pussy. Then afterwards, clocks out, and then he's like queening out with a co-star. Like, when the cameras are flashing and he's flashing his cock, he's as macho as can be. But once he's off the camera and the paychecks aren't coming through, he's a fucking flamboyant gay man going from circuit party to circuit party, just completely and totally straight for pay. And there are plenty of guys that are out there that are straight for pay. Like they go into work and, they have a photo of their family, wife, and kids, and it's completely made up. And then once they leave work, all of those people in the photo, they're all actors and actresses, just completely fabricating a straight sona. And then they go home and they're sucking fucking cock, getting fucked, having gay sex, hanging out with the Mos, bro. They're not bisexual in the slightest. They want to appear as straight only when the paychecks are coming through. They want to fuck on camera. Like, they want to fuck women and appear hetero. But then when they're off the clock, they're on the cock, man. They're just sucking dick. Like, on the weekdays, they're pounding pussy. And then on the weekends, they're just getting fucking spit roasted by gay men. And historically, there are guys that have been straight for pay for millennia. They get a dowry when they marry a woman, and then afterwards they'll have sex with men exclusively when their dowry runs out. And it's just like, bro, those guys are fucking straight for pay, bro. Like, they're not living a lie, they're living their fucking truth, where they have sex with a woman when it's a transactional exchange on camera because they're professional porn stars. Or they'll have sex with a woman because she's paying him to fuck her. Or they'll like talk to their father-in-law, and the father-in-law will say, "Oh yeah, if you ever want to go to this orgy, they got a lot of men there." And it's like one of those cultural things where these guys are completely straight for pay, and they'll say, "Oh, you can come shower with me, you can come fuck me." Or like if they're really fucking wealthy and they're straight for pay, they'll have sex with their wife, and then they'll head out onto their father-in-law's ship, and the father-in-law will have all these gay strippers for them to fuck. Like, this guy is not bisexual. He is a gay man that has to fuck a woman to pay the bills. It's just a job. They can live in like these areas where, it's socially unacceptable to be an out and proud gay man, but what they'll do instead is they'll marry a woman who's okay with that. And that woman may be bisexual. That woman may say, "I've always wanted to marry and date and fuck a gay dude. So here's some money, you'll be my husband for the rest of your fucking life." And they don't like put a label on it. They don't do anything except be straight for pay. So they'll perform heterosexual acts, perform heteronormativity. But once they're all on their own, once they go to the gym, once they go out and about, they'll have gay sex exclusively, but it has to be for free. It has to be anonymous. It has to be one of those types of exchanges where he knows that he's straight for pay. He knows who he is. He knows he's a fucking gay, queerosexual fag sucking cock all day, busting scummy load after load with the dudes. You see this a lot within athletics too, where there's a gay fucking man on the team. He's macho as fuck, bovine voice, built like a fucking truck. He's getting paid because he's a professional athlete. He winds up dating that beautiful cheerleader, but once he's in the locker room, he's fucking sucking everybody off. He's the fucking team slut. And they hand him the money and they say, hey, you gotta pretend to be straight when the cameras are rolling. You gotta be straight as fuck, okay? Go suck as much cock as you want because they're straight for fucking pay, dude. And the best part is, they're doing this because it turns on the gays. You know, they'll fuck a woman and then come over to have sex with a man. And then tell that man, oh, you're about to have sex with the straight dude because they're straight for fucking pay, man. So if they fuck, it's in order to turn on a gay man. The male gaze is with them at all times. The way that they view themselves is through the lens of a gay man getting off to them. So if they want to impress a gay man that wants to see them be feminine, they'll put on lingerie, they'll put on makeup. Or if they want to impress like a bear that's mask for mask, they'll dress up as a masculine man, have sex with a woman, be straight for pay, and they'll have their dirty little secret be between them and a gay man. They may be exclusively attracted to one man in the entire world. One of those situations where they are straight for pay and waiting until the right man comes along to impress them, to arouse them, to make them so sexually frustrated. They may never even interact with this gay man, instead wanting an all-gay audience to watch them be a straight man, so that way they'll feel like more of a man. But secretly, deep down, they know that they're a fucking proud gay man who's straight for fucking pay. Like, their wife fucking knows, their girlfriend already has been clued into the fact that before sex, every single fucking night, before the best sex of their life, they're on the internet DMing horny gays in order to get their cock hard, throbbing, veiny, and leaking so that they can pound their fucking wife right in her pussy. It's a financially dominant situation where this guy is fucking plowing a woman right in her vagina, just going at it, and she like grabs a full wad of cash and shoves it in his mouth as he blows a wad inside her. Then he takes that money and he goes right to a fucking gay bar to have fucking homosexual sex, man. This type of gay relationship has been around for a very long time, where this woman has no problem having a homosexual in her house running around, getting ready to fuck her at any time. And this homosexual has no problem pretending to be straight, because he knows who he is deep down. He's a fucking gay man in a straight relationship. And once he's single and ready to mingle, he goes right back to straight porn, having fucking straight sex, thinking about all those gay men, closeted or open, out and proud, who are just getting off to him, just having as much sex as possible. He loves showing off his dick, his armpits, his asshole for the gay audience. His ideal customer is a gay man who can't fucking keep it in his pants. This is a guy that's straight for fucking pay, and if he ever encountered you and you said, I'm your biggest fan, man, you're a fucking straight porn star, he would be, of course, ready to admit, no, man, I'm straight except for you. Except for you, you are the one exception. You are my dirty little secret. And he'd be happy to plow your fucking hole and say, I've been practicing in women just for you, man. You're the one guy I'd go gay for, man. Like, I'm a total fucking top, but you can use my hole, bro. And that's just how he is. That's how he likes it. He wants to be paid for being straight in every single setting. Corporate, professional, romantic, doesn't fucking matter. As long as he's getting paid, he's straight as can be. The second that the money runs out, he's running back into the arms of a hairy man to take care of him.